Hi, you guys. Can I just say Portland is absolutely beautiful today? Hi, I want to know if anybody's asking the patients what they want. I don't think so, because they can't be. Because if anybody was, the number of plants the grower can grow would not be dropping in numbers. Or the amount of patients a grower can grow for wouldn't be dropping in numbers. There are too many patients that depend and rely on topicals, edibles, inhalants, FECO, or RSO. It takes a lot of plants to be able to provide it. We all know we can't or shouldn't stop taking it, or what ails you can and will return. There will definitely be a rise in sick patients. I want to know if anybody's still asking the patients what they want. Want to ask the patients what they need? Or do we just don't care? Well, I'm a patient and I care. That's why we've opened the other spot. It's a recycled, refurbished, and reused place where we as the community gather in safety. We also provide a gathering place for many community groups, such as OGF, CRRH, Hempstock, Oregon Normal, Cannabis Genetics Preservation Society, Human Solution International, Parents for Pot, and Ganja Gals. So as you can hear this community place, let me say again, community, is where activities and events are constantly going on. We have our Canna for Cause coming up July 18th. We will shut down the street on Harold and 72nd. We will have music, vendors, artists, barbecues, and kids' fashion shows. Hope to see you all come out. The proceeds will benefit Parents for Pot International or National. That is just one of the things that the other spot does. Pretty soon there will be nowhere for anyone to go and medicate and be social under one common roof. These places like the other spot don't exist, then our sociability dies. We and me myself believe that there needs to be 50 more of these places to go and medicate and be social. There's certainly enough medical dispensaries out there, but where the Clean Air Act comes in, there will be nowhere for us to go and medicate in out of public view. So we as patients will continue to break this law. So it is important for you to support places like TOS that supports you and your efforts in this community. This place is not my place, but it's our place. Please don't talk the talk. Please walk the walk. If you feel that there's anything that you can't give, that's not true. Pick up a phone, make a phone call, write a letter. While you're sitting behind your computers, send an email to your representatives. Go to the Capitol, show your presence. There's always something you can give or do. Please be proactive. I want to thank my husband, Big Mike. He doesn't get enough of that. I want to thank Jesse and Mary for taking this ride. And I want to thank my family and my friends for all the continued support. Thank you